Joe Biden condemns attack on Congressman Lee Zeldin in New York, ignores weak bail laws. By Charlie Spiring on July 22, 2022. President Joe Biden issued a lackluster statement Friday condemning the attack on Representative Lee Zeldin Thursday evening during a campaign event but ignored the weak bail laws in the state that allowed the attacker to go free. "I condemn the attack on Congressman Zeldin in the strongest terms," Biden said in a statement released from the White House. Zeldin, who is running for governor in New York, was attacked by a man who jumped on stage as the congressman was speaking and pulled out a weapon. "You're done," the man shouted as he tried to stab Zeldin. Zeldin grabbed the attacker by the wrist until others ran to assist him in blocking him. Zeldin was unharmed and returned to the stage to finish his speech. "As I've said before, violence has absolutely no place in our society or our politics," Biden said, condemning the action. The suspect, identified as 43-year-old David G. Jacobanis, was released without bail by the Monroe County Sheriff's Department after he was charged with attempted assault in the second degree. Biden thanked law enforcement who restrained Jacobanis but did not address the weak bail laws in the state of New York that allowed the attacker to go free. The president also did not condemn New York Governor Kathy Hochul for drawing attention to Zeldin's events. "I also want to thank the law enforcement officers who quickly took action and are investigating this attack that defies our fundamental democratic values," Biden concluded. Other Republicans took a stronger stand than Biden did against the attack, condemning Democrat policies for allowing the attacker to go free. "Democrats' soft-on-crime policies are outrageous. But since Lee is a Republican, the media will largely ignore the attack," GOP leader Kevin McCarthy wrote.